The following program contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Taking your relationship to the next level. This is Passion with Dr. Lori. Sitting in tonight is Paris Mansouri.
Welcome to Passion, a show all about sex, love, and relationships. My name is Paris Mansouri. I'm sitting in for Dr. Lori this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've been covering a lot this week. We had Trouble Tuesdays on Tuesdays with Amanda Luderman. Yesterday, we had a talk about masculinity, femininity, gender issues with Dr. Ada Sinicor. And tonight, we have the millennial panel. So we have the Boys Club, we have the Passion View, we have our middle-aged guys and girls, we have Teen Talk where we focus on teens, but we also want to focus on those born after 1981. I think that's the cusp of the millennial age group. And we've got a couple really cool millennials who are doing amazing things, not only in Montreal and Toronto, but around the country. We are looking forward to getting their perspectives on the issues tonight. Joining me, we've got Annette Him. She's a professional basketball player and philanthropist. You can find her on Twitter at Annette_Him and at BeautyAndBeastMTL. On Instagram, search for Tatiana_2. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about an event also that you have coming up in Montreal that involves a lot of star athletes from around the U.S. and Canada, and it focuses on young girls and empowerment. Correct?
Exactly, yes.
So we're going to get the details at the end of the show. Everyone's going to want to tune in for that. Next up, we have Steve Daniel, brand ambassador for Swish Links. It's a new business networking app. You can download it for free. You can find him on Twitter at I am Steve Daniel on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And finally, we have Thierry Lindor. He is the founder of Influence MTL and Remax Griffintown. You can find his website, influencemtl.com. You can find him on Instagram at Thierry Lindor or Influence MTL on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And he has a big event coming up with an internationally renowned speaker who is making waves when it comes to new media, when it comes to digital media and digital expertise. Again, you guys are going to want to stay tuned for this because he's got a big, big scoop for us. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was a long introduction, but very well merited because you guys have amazing backgrounds. And I just want to let you guys know that our listeners are also part of our panel. We call it the Millennial Panel, but our listeners are always invited to join into our conversation.
Nice.
They can call in 1-800-491-2523 or 514-800 or 71010 if you want to text in your comments and your questions. I want you guys to be ready, though, because sometimes our listeners text and call in with their questions for you guys. Your expertise might be required. So tonight we're going to be talking about a lot of different issues. We want your perspective on fixed term marriages. We're going to find out what that's all about. We're going to talk about being good looking and if that is a liability in a relationship. We're going to talk about public displays of affection. We're going to talk about a very controversial dating service, which is only targeting skinny women. So if you want to take part or if you want to be part of this speed dating service, you've got to be a skinny woman. It doesn't say what kind of body type you have to have if you're a man, but you have to have a specific body type if you're a woman. And finally, we are going to get everyone else's take as well, because we throw the topics out there, but the lines are always open for our listeners as well to throw topics our way. I hope you guys are ready. So first up, I want to know if you guys would sign up for a short-term marriage contract. According to Susan Pease-Gadu, she's a therapist in California, she says renewable, quote, wed leases would work better for couples than a traditional marriage. I've got Thierry who's shaking his head already. In the book, The New I Do, she claims a traditional marriage model in our modern day culture sets up too many people for failure. She says, and I quote, we have a learner's permit for driving, we have internships before starting careers, and we have probationary or modifiable contracts in many other business negotiations, yet the greatest and most in-depth legal contract that most of us will ever enter requires that you commit to one person forever with precious little information about what that will entail. And she says starter marriages is not just about marrying anyone for the sake of being married, and it doesn't mean that you should marry in the hope of it ending by a certain time. You're just not going to vow until death do us part. So a typical contract covers areas like finances, sex, the amount of times you're going to have sex, your views on monogamy, your career priorities, even how much free time you should spend with each other, and of course, how long your marriage will last. And if you want to explore what being married is like, living together won't really answer what you have as a question, but a marriage contract will. So I want to know, I'm going to start with you, Annette. How do you feel about that? How would you feel about starting off a relationship, setting a term on it already?
Well, it's for me personally, would, if I compare it to my personal relationship, which I'm about to get married, we did set ground rules, but we don't set when we're going to have sex and how many times. Like, that just bust the mood, like the mood, you know, like you're not gonna be in the mood to be like, okay, well, Monday, okay, well, we schedule at 7, and like I feel that all the relationship, all couples already do that. Like, you're gonna sit down and be like, okay, well, what's your goal? I'm gonna push you to get attain that goal. You know, like, we're gonna sit down and talk, but I don't think I would be comfortable writing down everything and signing it. Me,
would you? You said you're about to get married. How comfortable would you be with what this therapist describes as a short-term marriage contract? Instead of vowing till death do us part, would you feel comfortable saying till 5 years from now?
He stuck with me. That's it. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's gonna sign the paper. He's gonna be stuck with me until the end. Like,
okay.
There's and he made the reference one time in a show. Like, I get mad at him. Like, we fuss and whatever, but I'm getting back with him. Like, that's it. Like, he's stuck with me for the rest of his life. And so is I am. And that's fine. I'm fine with that. I don't feel comfortable knowing, like, oh, okay, well, in 5 years, I'm going to see if it's working or not. And then we're going to talk about it. No, like, that, for me, that's marriage. Like, you know, you sign, you're married until the rest of your lives.
Tonight, you're getting the millennial take on issues relating to love and marriage and sexuality. That was Annette. Next up, we're going to go to Thierry. What do you think? Would you be able to get... Are you married right now?
I am currently married. Yes,
How
I am.
How long have you been married?
I've been married for 3 years. 3 years. I hope she's not listening.
Let's say, how would you... would you, now that you've been married 3 years, do you think it's a bad idea to say, you know, I want to get married for 5 years and we'll renew if we're happy after 5 years?
Listen, everything you just described sounds interesting, sounds different. But as far as it being pragmatic, in my opinion, I don't think it makes any sense. I've been in real estate for 14 years. What you're describing sounds like a fixed mortgage versus a variable mortgage. You know, it's good. I think the beauty of relationship and the beauty of human beings in general is the fact that things could happen. And to think that you're going to set things in stone and things are going to be predetermined sounds boring to me. I think I like spontaneity. I like things to be fresh, whether it's sex, whether it's this, whether it's that. I don't see myself planning a fixed date for anything. I think human beings in general, we just like things to just happen out of nowhere. That's why we're hooked to Games of Thrones. Shit just happens. Stuff just happens. Sorry. And then next thing you know, boom, people get hooked. House of Cards, Frank Underwood, because he's just unpredictable. So I think,
you say ride the wave with your partner.
Of course. Ride the wave and then tough it out.
Okay. We are talking with the millennials. That's Thierry Lindar, who just told us that he would not be okay with a fixed term marriage, and he's been married for 3 years. We're going to come back and hear Steve Daniels' take on the concept of short term marriage and go into further into why this therapist thinks that it is the correct way to go, perhaps, in this new. You're listening to Passion. We're on every night from 10 to 11. We talk about love, we talk about sex and relationships. Tonight's we're with the millennials. In studio with me are Annette, Steve, and Thierry. If you want to join in our conversation, you can call us at 1-800-491-2523, or you can also text us 514-800 or 71010. You're listening to Passion.
She can help improve your love life in a few different ways. Passion with Dr. Lori. Sitting in tonight is Paris Mansouri.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Paris, but I cannot do the things Dr. Lori can do. I am not a doctor. I am keeping her seat warm until she gets back. And to help me do that, I've got some pretty cool millennials in the studio with me tonight for the millennial panel. We're talking about fixed-term marriages with Annette Him. She's a professional basketball player and a philanthropist. We've got Steve Daniel, who's a brand ambassador for Swishlinks, and Thierry Lindor, who's the founder of Influence MTL and Remax Griffintown. Now, we've been through, if you're just joining us, Annette and Thierry both said they are not cool with fixed term marriages. Fixed term marriages means you get married, but before you get married, you kind of say, we're going to be married for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you set the ground rules for the marriage before you get into it, knowing that there is a termination point. What's interesting is that Annette is getting married this summer, and she said no to this plan. Thierry has been married for 3 years, and he is happy he didn't do this.
Personally, yes. I don't see how it could work, but I would be open-minded, but I just, I don't see it.
Nah. And then Steve, we're about to get to Steve. Steve, are you married or single or dating?
I have a girlfriend, so I'm dating, yeah.
Before we hear what Steve has to say, you are also more than welcome to join in our conversation. You can call us and let us know if you'd be cool with a fixed-term marriage, 1-800-491-2523, or you can text in your comment at 514-800 or 71010. We already have a text that came in. It's a question for the millennials. I will definitely get to it. But again, if you have something that's off-topic but you want a millennial perspective on it, you can absolutely text it in. It's a panel, and you're included on the panel. So, Steve, what is your take on fixed-term marriages?
I don't believe in that in the 5 years.
Really?
I feel like, you know, people change a lot of things in their life. They change cars, they change TV show they watch on Netflix. So the excitement of having a marriage that can last forever, this is life. This is what life is about, you know?
What if it's not exciting anymore after
well,
2 years?
You divorce.
Good point.
No, you make it work.
But yeah, at first you make it work. At first you make it work. Bye bye. Yeah.
Someone's in trouble tonight.
Bye bye.
You said divorce much quicker than even no. safer than fixed-term marriage.
At first you make it work. So people, that's the thing with people. You know, they think they have so much options. So if something doesn't work out, they just switch right away.
That's true.
But you're right. I mean, if you try to make it work, you know, I mean, the life is not always about the ups that you get. Sometimes you get some downs, but this is what you need to make things, you know, magic.
Okay. This lady who's the author of The New I Do, her name is Susan Pease Gadu. She's a therapist in California. She's the one who is suggesting the short-term marriage or the fixed-term contract. She actually calls it wed leases.
How long has she been married?
Exactly.
She's been married a while. I can't remember the date, but she got married when she was 43, and this is the method she uses. And she says that she knows limited-term marriages will be unthinkable for many. She acknowledges that. But she also says something really interesting, because a lot of times we ask somebody, oh, how long have you been married? And they say 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And we go, oh, wow, that's amazing.
That's an accomplishment.
But she says marriages should be considered successful by what it has accomplished, not by how long it has lasted.
Great point. But you know what I think the problem is? A lot of people treat marriage like an end result.
Yeah.
When in reality, when you get married, it's a beginning. When you treat it like a beginning, to me, it keeps things fresh and it keeps the couple it evolves, right? Well, but people see it like an end result. To me, it's a beginning. It's a new beginning.
Well, she says that when you know that it might end, you work harder at it.
Hmm.
And she's also saying that at the end, the couple can decide whether or not to renew their contract. If the couple stays together, the new contract could be amended to fit another marital model. If you want children, you could sign a parenting marriage contract. If monogamy is a challenge, during the starter marriage, an open marriage contract. So there's various ways that you can take it. So it's two individuals who are committing to each other and committing to this and making it work. So none of you guys are...
Sounds robotic to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds cold and robotic to me. That's just me. I don't know.
For me too. And like I said, like the base of a relationship, usually you're going to sit down with your partner and you're going to decide what you want, what you don't like, your limits and everything. And it's verbal. I feel the step writing it down is too much.
But do you even sit down and talk about these things? Or you go to the movies and you talk about this?
Well,
you go grab a bite, you talk about that?
Like I said, like planning sex, that's a big no-no. You can't do that. Like, it's just... You can't plan certain things. But like other stuff, like... what would happen if the person cheated on you? Is flirting okay? You know, like when it comes to certain relationship, like you have certain ground rules that you still have to talk about, but you're not going to write it down and sign it.
We have a texter who just wrote in from Ontario saying, I'd love to hear the vows for a fixed-term marriage. To love, honor, and cherish until the end of the contract.
And sign.
I mean, it sounds like a business, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
That sounds like a mortgage. I repeat it. Yeah. It sounds like a painful, dreadful mortgage.
If a girl comes to you and says, okay, let's be married for only 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm done. Like, no.
No, why? I would just say, why don't we date for 5 years?
Yeah, why?
So, you just keep talking about real estate. Somebody else just texted from Toronto saying, oh, please, as part of your short short term. Just rent her.
Yeah, that's...
Let's Airbnb our marriage. How about that, Yankees, right?
Why not? Exactly. It might work for some people. Marriages take, and this another lesson we've learned here on Passion is don't yuck other people's yum. So if it works for you, it may work for you. And if it does, let us know. We'd love to hear it. You can join our conversation 1-800-491-2523, or you could text in at 514-800-71010. This is the Millennial Panel. I'm here with Annette, Thierry, and Steve, and we are going to go to a texter. It says, hey, everybody, how are you? We're great.
I'm really good. Great. I'm great. Awesome.
It says, I don't know if this is kind of relevant, but because you have millennials on the show, maybe it might be something to discuss. Being attractive and thin is obviously a great thing in my situation. I've been applying to become a flight attendant for several years and make it to the final round of interviews. However, I know for a fact that I'm not being selected as I am a stockier, husky guy. I don't know how to address this issue as I'm starting to see that this is affecting my social and relationship confidence. Any advice from the millennials on how to proceed? By the way, I want this job so bad and lost 50 pounds so far this year, which is amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, if congrats. You're
on the road to health. So millennials, this individual is obviously concerned about looks and appearances and how that is affecting them in terms of landing a specific job and a specific position. Does look play a factor? And if it does, how can this individual help themselves in the process?
I think it starts with self-love, personally. Yeah. I think if you have love for yourself, and it sounds cliche, but it's so true, accepting yourself, whether it's physically, whether it's professionally, emotionally, goes such a long way. Because at the end of the day, do you care that much about that job? Mm-hmm. Do you just want the title of saying, I'm a flight attendant? Do you want to, you know, and to start to blame other outside maybe forces where, oh, I would do this if I could, but then I can't because of this. Because I think it starts with self-love. And I went to Tony Robbins 2 weeks ago, and I love what he said. He says, success without self-fulfillment is the ultimate failure. So are you fulfilled with your life, point blank, period?
Yeah,
and then
good.
Go backtrack towards everything else from there. So love yourself. And you know what? I know big people, small people, tons of people. As long as you feel fulfilled and you love yourself, things fall into places. Entrepreneurship, professional job, whatever.
Also, I mean, the size. I don't feel the size matters for a flight attendant. I mean,
Apparently, they do. I've seen a lot of flight attendants.
Like, I would be, I think, too tall to do it because I have to wear heels. And
yeah.
Shame on Air Canada.
I know. Not Air Canada, United. No, but
United. You have to be strong for United. You have to be strong.
We hope that answered your question. We have somebody from Toronto who wants to talk to us about marriage contracts. Stanley, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, Stanley. Are you curious about marriage contracts? Are you for it? Would you consider it?
Oh, well, I'm totally against it. I mean, I'm not a millennial. I'm well over the age, but I knew my wife for 10 days before I married her, before I asked her to marry me.
Wow.
Whoa.
Kudos.
And yesterday we celebrated our 37th wedding anniversary.
Wow. My man.
Wow. Hey.
So this doctor, I the second time you mentioned her name and where she's from, I have to consider where she's from.
Her name, and, would you like to know her name? She wrote a book called The New I Do. She's the co-author, along with Vicki Larson, of a book called The New I Do. Her name is Susan Pease Gadu. She's a therapist in California. And you don't agree with her?
Definitely not. I love my wife today more than when I asked her to marry me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Nice. And what do you think, if you can partake, Steve, we've got and Thierry, who's been married 3 years, we've got Annette, who's getting married this summer, and Steve, who has a girlfriend. What is your best advice for them?
My best advice is, well, I never said no to my wife, anything she wanted.
That's hilarious.
I do know I am not stupid enough to say she's wrong.
That's good.
You have to respect each other. If you don't respect each other, don't do
Amen.
It at all.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for your call, Steve. Have a wonderful night. I love it. You don't need to be a millennial to talk to the millennials or talk on the Millennial Panel. Thank you so much for your call. You're listening to Passion. We are on every single night. And tonight we've got Annette, Thierry, and Steve. I had a whole show planned. I had like 10 topics planned. And it's amazing what can happen when fun, cool, intelligent people get on, you know, on air together and have share their perspectives. So again, the floor is open to all of our listeners as well. We've been talking about fixed term contracts. We had somebody who texted and asking about physical appearance. We've been discussing self-love. The floor is open, but coming up, I want to talk about skinny girl speed dating. And if, I mean, on the topic of weight, we want to know if how comfortable people feel with this concept that if you want to take part in this dating service, you got to be a certain height and a certain weight, or under a certain weight for certain heights. We want your take. As I mentioned, you're listening to Passion. We're on every night, 10 to 11. We talk about love, sex, relationships. Tonight, we add in whatever topic you want as well. We've got the millennials in studio with me, Annette, Steve, and Thierry. And if you want to join our conversation, you can call us at 1-800-491-2523. You can text in 514-800 or 71010. You're listening to Passion.
The following program contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Whether you need to learn how to talk or something more hands-on, she can help. Passion with Dr. Lori. Sitting in tonight is Paris Mansouri.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Paris. I'm sitting in for Dr. Lori this week. She is going to be back on Monday. Tonight is a millennial panel. We have the Boys Club and the Passion View, and we also have Teen Talk, where we focus on teen issues. But tonight, we have the millennials. So anyone born after, is it 81, 82, which is the cusp? So pretty much 33 and under. We're going to get their take on the issues that we're discussing tonight. Joining me, we've got Annette Hamm. She's a professional basketball player and philanthropist. You can find her on Twitter at Annette_Hamm and Beauty and Beast MTL, which we are going to talk about at the end of the hour. You can also find her on Instagram, Tatiana_2.0.
Yep.
She's nodding. It's not television. She does a lot of TV, so she forgets there's no camera. She's nodding. We should also mention it is relevant because we're talking about relationship issues. Annette is engaged to be married, correct?
Exactly.
Perfect. Then we've got Thierry, who's been married for 3 years. He is the founder of Influence MTL and Remax Griffintown. You can find him on Instagram at Thierry Lindor or Influence MTL on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. He's going to tell us about this really, really amazing event coming up in May. It doesn't matter if you're in Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, the United States of America. You are going to want to know about this event. Stick around at the end of the show. He's going to give you the details. And we've got Steve Daniel. He's a brand ambassador for Swishlinks. It's a business networking app. It's free. And it's sort of like if you took LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook and melted them together, you would get Swishlinks. You can find Steve and ask him about Swishlinks on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at I am Steve Daniel. And Steve, you are dating.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay. Longer than some people have been married.
Yeah.
Okay. So we, during the first hour, we were talking about fixed term contracts, and we're going to move on. We're going to talk about skinny girls speed dating, but we've got a texter who wrote in saying, I'm a millennial. I don't agree with contracts, but surprised given a lot of us don't even want to get married anyways. But on another note, thoughts on work-life balance and the importance of that from a marriage or relationship aspect, given more of us are in the gig economy. It's true. So it's funny because we realize that the institution of marriage has kind of changed, but we're still traditional, it seems like.
Yeah,
we're all agreed. Perfect. So next up, skinny girl dating. On Speed Dating it's called On Speed Dating. It's an NYC-based event company that hosts speed dating events where only women wearing sizes 0 to 10 are allowed. The company's website sums up its policy as, quote, according to the National Center of Health Statistics, the average clothing size for adult women in the United States is a 14, making our upcoming skinny mini night for svelte women size 0 to 10 anything but average. Guys, no need to worry about meeting a biggie size chick downsizing to an 8 like when you're dating online. We're checking the labels at the door for real. This is what it says.
Wow.
It also says, it goes on to say, we all have relationship deal breakers and that does not make us shallow. We're just single New Yorkers that know what we want and are attracted to. Obviously, there is more to it than just height or size, but for many of us, that initial attraction factor is at least a starting point. I know a lot of people will have opinions on this. I want to hear from you guys as much as our millennials. If you want to join our conversation, 1-800-491-2523. You can text in your opinions, 514-800 or 71010. Thierry, you look like shell-shocked. I'm going to start with you.
I'm baffled, but you know what? Like, just like Tinder, I guess if somebody creates it, that means there's a demand. There has to be. But I'm one that likes meat on their bone. I mean, I don't like bones.
Wouldn't be using this?
I would never, ever.
But is there anything wrong? Steve, is there anything wrong with this approach?
Just to say, I would not be using this, but I accept this app totally.
Really?
Totally accept that app. Because some people, they get catfish. The girl posts a picture, right angles. And next thing you know, she doesn't look like the picture. So understand some people, you know, the size does matter for them. So this app is perfect for them. Not for me. But okay. For the people that need those skinny girls, this is the app for them.
We have a texter from Montreal saying, I'm a guy, I love big girls, but they have to be healthy. Nothing hotter than a big, good athletic point. Girl. Yeah. Fat yeah. and unhealthy, though, that's not sexy.
Good point.
Annette, as an a tall, athletic, fit woman.
Yeah, my future husband is here saying, you're out. Like, I would not be in that speed dating.
He did not say that.
No, but yeah, literally, I would be out.
Are you out? Okay, let me, for our listeners who don't know Annette, you can look her up on Instagram, Tatiana_2.0. She is what MVP of her basketball league, and I'm saying that, but it's like major, you know, national athletic basketball team, and you're, you know, one of the star athletes. You are definitely not considered a fat woman.
I am at no point considering myself fat. I'm just saying I'm not a size zero. I'm far away from a size zero.
It says zero to 10. It's
oh, okay.
0 to
oh,
10.
Well, okay, then I'm in it then.
Oh, she's in.
Okay, you're yeah. No, but
turn what up, do you think?
Is there anything wrong with a dating service that says you cannot be on this site unless you're a certain size?
Thierry said it, like, if the app is there is a demand. Okay. So there's specific guys that actually like that. But it doesn't mean that, and I don't want to judge all the other girls, because I'm not saying skinny girls are some type of way, but no. I'm just saying if the girl is a size 12, maybe she's, you know, you're a perfect match, but she just has two size extra. Like, really? That's what you're going to put away because she's not a size between 0 and 10? I think that's stupid. Mm. Well, for me, what I think.
Okay. So Steve is cool with this app.
I mean, I'm totally cool with this app, but I wouldn't be using it, but I'm cool with it.
Good answer.
Live and let live too, right? So I'm cool with the app. I respect it, but I would never use it. I don't know any of my friends that would ever use it. And at the end of the day, if you start with this, imagine what comes next.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
First Tinder, now this, and what's next?
Okay, we got a texter from Toronto who says, do the creators have skinny brains too? Jeez, ooh. What a shallow idea.
That's a good one.
You're listening to the Millennial Panel. I'm here with Annette, Steve, and Thierry. We're discussing different topics right now. We're talking about skinny girls speed dating. I want to talk about being attractive and a Harvard study that says that being good looking can be a liability. A series of new studies provide compelling evidence that beauty is kind of a relationship liability. Attractive people have shorter relationships and are more interested in alternative partners, while more physically attractive people have a clear advantage when it comes to finding partners. The results suggest that their relationships are more likely to break down. This is in part because they take greater interest in alternative partners, especially when dissatisfied in their current relationship. This is according to a Harvard University study. And that study says, while good-looking people seem to enjoy many advantages in life, like higher pay, more happiness, and others assuming they are friendly and intelligent, they have less stability in their romantic relationships.
Hmm.
What do you guys think of that? Y'all are a good-looking bunch.
Aww.
Well, thank you.
Thank
Annette?
You.
But we've all been in a relationship for a while, so I don't know. I'm lost now. I'm just lost.
But do you find that before your long-term relationships, would you consider a partner who is perhaps quote unquote more attractive than you a liability? Like, would you feel comfortable dating outside of
your look spectrum?
Exactly. Quote unquote.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, I get it pretty often. People say, oh, you're beautiful, and then they look at my partner and they're like, ooh, he's, you know. So I got sometimes he's more handsome, and I'm like, okay, well, I feel comfortable in my own skin. I'm very confident. And I know I can, you know, I can handle that. I'm fine.
Okay.
And that never scared me. And I would never date someone that's less prettier than me. Again, it's hard to set what's prettier, what's uglier, you know? But for me personally, never had an issue. I still don't.
So. Is it true that guys feel like a more attractive woman would be higher maintenance, that you would have to do more to keep her attractive to keep her, because a lot of men would be vying for her attention?
I think that if you have confidence in yourself, regardless of how your partner looks, it starts with that, right? And at the end of the day, I have a theory about like smoke and hot people, that at the end of the day, they don't necessarily have to communicate as much. So I think, to go back to your point, maybe because when you're smoke and hot, you don't have to talk as much and you don't develop these kind of communication skills. And then once you get into a super serious relationship, you might have problems. I'm not that good looking, but I think I'm decent at having a conversation and I have confidence in myself regardless. So I think that's what makes me who I am today. So.
Coming up, we're going to get Steve's perspective on whether or not attractive people have to make more or less of an effort. You're listening to Passion. We're on every night from 10 to 11. Tonight, we're talking love, sex, and relationships with the millennial panel, Annette, Steve, and Thierry. You can join in our conversation as well, 1-800-491-2523, or you can text us at 514-800 or 71010. You're listening to Passion.
This is Passion with Dr. Lori. Sitting in tonight is Paris Mansouri.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Paris. I'm sitting in for Dr. Lori this week. She's going to be back on Monday. Tonight is a millennial panel. We've got Annette, Steve, and Thierry in studio with us talking about different topics. We've been talking about attraction. Being attractive, being a liability. We're going to get to that, but we're going to end the show with some really, really interesting events that are coming up that you're going to want to hear about. So make sure you stay tuned, because our influencers here tonight are doing some amazing things and you don't want to miss it, and you want to definitely connect with them. So Steve, you didn't tell us whether you think being attractive is a liability or not.
For yourself or for the other?
Either way.
Like, yeah, for sure. It's a total liability. I mean, if you look good, people are attracted to you. So it's going to help you either if for sales, when approaching people, and for everything in your life at the end of the day.
So do you feel like somebody being overweight is going to be a hindrance to how well they do and how attractive they're going to be, and if they get a lot of dates or if they're going to be attractive to the opposite gender?
It sucks. I don't like to say this, but I feel like, yeah, there's a big difference if two people have the same resume. But one is good looking, good looking. Somebody overweight can be still good looking, you know? So somebody healthy looking, like super fit, another person being like maybe like overweight, I feel like the fit person will have way more opportunity still.
Okay, then. Are we all agreed with that?
Well, if you just look at our media, right? I think Oprah is probably the exception that proves the rule. I agree with him. If you look at media, just what we consume visually, unfortunately, there's just not a lot of physical diversity. It's sad, but he's right.
True. You agree, Annette?
Totally.
Wow. It's like a whisper. You almost don't want to say it out loud. You almost don't want to say it out loud. I want to cap the night off with this question. I thought it was very Canadian. There's actually a website. I don't know if you guys know this. It's called thecanadaguide.com. Have you guys heard about this website?
Not me.
Nope.
It's a guide to everything Canada. Our cultures, our what we do, what we like, our music. It's just a very general site, but it's a wonderful introduction. Sort of explains, you remember the I Am Canadian ads from Molson? Mm-hmm. Kind of elaborates on that, but touches different aspects of being Canadian. Talks about different provinces, what you can find in each province, the foods, the people. It's really cool. But what was interesting is on this site, there's a culture section, and it has a section about sex and relationships. I'm like, okay, let's see what they feel, Canadians feel about this.
Yeah.
And there was a specific topic of public displays of affection. And it says, I want your take on this. There's something of an ongoing debate in Canadian society regarding public displays of affection, such as cuddling or passionately kissing in public places. Some may find such displays easy to ignore, while others consider them quite gross and offensive. Unfairly or not, same-sex partners continue to be judged more harshly in this regard. Most Canadians consider their sex lives a very private matter and may regard hearing about other people's as unsettling or disgusting. In most cases, even mentioning things such as sex organs or sexual acts is considered highly tasteless in a public setting, which this show might be considered tasteless to some.
Yeah.
So I want to know, they're saying, you know, it's an ongoing debate in Canadian society. So sort of like a quick answer from each of you. Annette, how do you feel about public displays of affection? Is this website right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is it disgusting?
Well, it's I wouldn't say disgusting, but there's a type of display. Like just today, I was holding hands under the table at the dinner table in a restaurant in public. For me, that's okay. But starting to kiss and make out and touching, I don't think that's okay. acceptable.
You've set the ground. Yeah. I want a yes or no from Thierry. Do you yes or no agree with what Annette just said?
I think public display of affection is fine as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Steve? Yeah, same as Thierry. Same thing.
You guys, you're awesome.
We're lovers.
Thank you so much for joining us. Steve, can you tell us a little bit about Swish Links?
Oh, okay, yeah. Swish Links is basically a new social media platform for creative people to showcase themselves. Right now we're in the beta phase, but I invite everybody to check it out, download it. I believe that Swish Links will definitely change the way you showcase yourself because it is a living resume.
Wonderful. So Swish Links is spelled SWISHLINKS. And if you have questions about it, you can connect with Steve. You can find him on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at I am Steve Daniel. Thierry Lindor, he's the founder of Influence MTL and Remax Griffintown. His website is influencemtl.com. You can find him on Instagram at Thierry Lindor or at Influence MTL on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Thierry, we've been teasing this major event. What is this event?
All right, guys. So May 19th at the Sheraton, over three floors, we're going to have Gary V, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Ooh, nice. VaynerMedia.
Of VaynerMedia. Gary and I got a couple of things brewing for Canada, especially in Montreal, and he's going to be coming to Montreal. He's going to be joining us at Influence MTL, which is basically an entrepreneurial movement that is not going to aim at staying sedentary, but we're going to be nomad. We're going to be traveling, and I wanted to announce this on your show, Paris, because I have tremendous respect for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to be going to Toronto. Influence Toronto's coming up. Influence Edmonton and Vancouver's being in the works. But anybody listening to this show right now, either whether you're from Toronto or from Montreal, we're going to have some tickets because, again, I love Paris, and Paris was nice enough to invite us tonight. So Paris is going to ask you guys a question tomorrow on Twitter. The first two people to answer, you're going to get some pretty cool tickets for May 19th at Influence MTL, and bless us with your presence. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Amazing. So you can follow me at Paris Mansouri on Twitter. I'm like flabbergasted at this. Nice. Thierry did not mention that this was going to happen tonight. So yeah, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
These tickets, some of them are going for over $1,000.
Of course.
It's a very, very big event. It's a wonderful opportunity. So everyone, I never say this, but please follow me at Paris Mansouri for your chance to win.
I'll be the first.
And then we've got an incredible empowerment event. It's the second year, Beauty and Beast MTL on Twitter. Can you tell us, Annette, what this event is about?
So basically, Beauty and Beast is a self-esteem empowerment day for young girls and young kids in Montreal, all around Quebec. So we have a sport and self-esteem clinic for girls for cheer, basketball, and dance. And this year, we actually added football for boys and girls. We're actually having NFL, CFL, all-star players flying into Montreal. We have Terrell Owens, Roman Harper, Albert Hainsworth. We have exactly T.O.
Yeah,
we have Alouettes Montreal. We have Kai that's going to be
there. What website can people go to?
KaiCares.org. And then we have a celebrity basketball game on May 20th where all the celebrities are going to be playing at, and the young girls from the Beauty and Beast camp are going to be performing.
Nice.
So she mentioned Montreal, but this is actually open to everyone. So even you guys out in Toronto, it's once a year opportunity. You definitely want to get your kids in involved. Just go to the website KaiCares.org to get more information. Thierry, go ahead. We have
2 seconds. I just wanted to say Influence M2L started with one premise. The premise that entrepreneurs bring value to themselves and their shareholders, but we believe influencers bring value to their community, their business ecosystem. So this being said, guys, we're excited to travel Canada. We're going to see you guys across the country and follow Paris. She's going to have tickets for you guys.
At Paris Mansouri. Again, thank you so much. That's it for us tonight. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. I want to thank my guests tonight. I want to thank Dave Simon and Mike Trutler for getting this show to air. You've been listening to Passion. You can stay in touch with me through Twitter and Instagram at Paris Mansouri. And apparently you want to follow me on Twitter because Thierry just surprised us with some amazing ticket opportunities. And if you win, please take me because he didn't offer those tickets to me.
Oh, you're VIP already.
Thank you. If you want to connect with Dr. Lori, she's back on Monday. But if you want to email her, it's lori@drlori.com. I'm going to speak to you again tomorrow night for 34 Play Friday with Kai Hebert. You can stay tuned right now, though, for the comedy show with your funny man, Joey. Joey Elias. Have a great rest of the evening, everyone, and remember to fill your life with passion.